You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another anointed Tuesday. We are here to pray in God's presence. Kingdom authority. Our monthly theme and theme scripture, Mark chapter 16, verse 17 to 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. This is a good scripture to memorize concerning the identity. Our identity as believers, you and I, our identity as believers is very important that we memorize this scripture. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. One. They shall speak in tongues. Two, they shall take up serpents. Three, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Four, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Six key signs that show in the life of the believer. Today, our prayer is centered on the authority in the name of Jesus. Authority in the name of Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Yesterday at Bethel Encounter Blessed Monday, we learned some interesting truths. And we spoke about authority in daily living, that the authority Christ Jesus has won for us, it must reflect in our lives wherever we go. And one key prayer we prayed about, resisting the devil and he'll flee, submitting ourselves, therefore, to God. I will urge you to, if you didn't go to Bethel Encounter Blessed Monday, it is not too late. This evening, you can just go play back and pray alongside your life will not be the same. And why I'm saying that is that if you listen to Blessed Monday today, you will really get to connect a lot, which will even give you a better understanding for you to even pray with more, a deeper understanding. The believer's authority is rooted in the exalted name of Jesus. Understand that Jesus' name is an exalted one. There are names and there are names. There are names which carry power, names which carry authority. There are certain places when you want to enter and you say, oh, I am related to this name, or mention the name of someone you know. Because when you get to the gate, they'll ask you, do you know anybody here? Who are you searching for? Sometimes you can find out from marketing executives to be able to penetrate certain environments or companies. When you get there, all you need is just one name, and it gives you access to that whole organization, just a name. There are people who, when police officers stop them on their way, of course, it's not in every country that I can do that. But if a police officer stops them on their way, then they just say, just give me a moment, I want to place a call. The mere fact that I want to place a call, calling someone, mentioning someone's name, you know, that police officer just begins to shake because they realize that if they don't take care, it will be the last time that they even had the opportunity to stop anybody on by the road. So there are names. Names are in levels, in sizes. Jesus' name has been exalted above all names. Exalted above every other name. If there was a name that you could mention to get you out of prison, if there was a name to mention to get you access to a medical surgery where you wouldn't have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars just because of the mention of someone's name, then today I'm here to make you understand that Jesus, the name Jesus, is exalted above every other name. And he paid the price for it. He died on a rugged cross, shed his blood for mankind. One who was sinless, one who was in heaven, but coming down to take the form of man to pay that dear sacrifice. And after that, his name has been exalted above every other name. And that is why at the other time, a better encounter, we learned that we need to mention the name of Jesus with understanding. And we need to give that utmost respect, give that utmost honor. We need to understand that you can't be watching a movie. And when something happens in the movie, then go like, hey, Jesus. No, you can't do that. You can't be making jokes or having fun with your friends. And then someone does something, hey, Jesus, you can't do that. You are belittling the authority in that name. Because people mention this name and their insanity disappears. People mention this name and idols begin to fall and bow down to this name. Today, let it be the last time that you ever mention the name of Jesus Christ in vain. Let the mentioning of that name mean something to you, and you will see the power, you see the authority by which you will live by that name. Today, some are chasing after herbs and leaves, but Jesus didn't leave us herbs and leaves. Jesus left us his name. He gave us his name above every other name. In the name of Jesus, your life will not be the same again because you have access to the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today, our first prayer is that whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. We know that we use the Word of God to explain the Word of God. So, of course, not asking for wrong things in the name of Jesus, but according to his will. We find that in John 15. If ye abide in me and my word abide in you, and also, what is the word? His will. Ye shall ask whatsoever ye will, and it shall be done. And here, connecting to this scripture, asking in the name of Jesus. So asking in the name of Jesus is like at the door of the bank, mentioning the name of the MD, that, oh, this man, they say I should come and see him. So when we mention the name, the whole of heaven must respond. Because Jesus, he's been exalted above. Oh, his name has been exalted above. There are people who mention the name of angels. They start searching scripture. Oh, this angel, Angel Raphael, Angel Gabriel. But the name of Jesus has been exalted above every angelic name that you may have come across. Father in heaven, teach me to ask in your name alone, in a way that brings glory to you, in Jesus' name. In a way that brings glory to you. Please lift up your voice as you see this scripture on this prayer and scripture on your screen. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Teach me not to ask for selfish reasons. In the name of Jesus, when I'm asking,
teach me to ask in your name. In a way that brings glory to you. In a way that brings glory to you. In the name of Jesus, to ask in faith, not doubting. To ask according to your will, Lord, not according to my selfish will. In the name of Jesus, to ask according to the leading of your Holy Spirit. They that are led by the Spirit of God, the same are the sons of God. Sons cannot be denied when they mention that name. Therefore, Lord, to mention the name in a way that brings glory to your, to you, O Lord. To you, O Lord. To you, O Lord. By the leading of the Holy Spirit in faith and according to your will. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are praying our second prayer. Acts chapter 3, verse 16. And his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Faith. Faith. Mentioning the name through faith. Believing beyond all reasonable doubt that that which you are trusting the Lord for, maybe it is healing, maybe it's a miracle. Every good and perfect thing coming from above. So every good thing mentioned in the name of Jesus through faith. Here we see that there was perfect soundness. Perfect soundness. So there are miracles which are perfectly sound. It's like nobody can deny it. When they see this, they say, hey, as for this one. In fact, God must take all the glory because it can never be by the hand of any man. Perfect soundness. Whether there's peace in it all. We are praying, therefore, Father in heaven, let faith in your name produce strength, healing, and wholeness. Or you can use what's in the scripture there. Perfect soundness. Through my ministry, in Jesus' name, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Let faith, Lord, even in your name, cause, Lord, us to experience, Lord, perfect soundness in all our ways. Perfect soundness, Lord, even in our families, our whole perfect soundness in the work of our hands, perfect soundness in our health, perfect soundness in our spiritual lives, in the name of Jesus, in our relationship with the Lord, perfect soundness in our relating with one another, perfect soundness in the mighty name of Jesus. Perfect soundness in our academics, even as we mention, Lord, even your name of the Lord through faith, through faith, through faith, through faith, in the name of Jesus, let there be perfect soundness in our lives, in the name of Jesus, let there be perfect soundness in every aspect of our lives, as we mention the name of Jesus in faith. In faith, in faith, in faith. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Mark 16:17. Father in heaven, establish me in the use of your name to confront darkness. To confront darkness and release your power in Jesus' name. In Jesus. It didn't say only pastors will cast out devils or evangelists or prophets. This or these signs shall follow them that believe. So Every devil that you encounter must be casted out in the name of Jesus, or cast out in the name of Jesus. And so you pray this prayer as you see it on your screen. Father in heaven, establish me in the use of your name to confront darkness and release your power in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice. Child of God, lift up your voice. Believer, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and declare, Father in heaven, establish me in the use of your name, in the use of the name of Jesus Christ, in the use of the name of Jesus, to confront darkness and release your power, to confront darkness, to cast out devils, 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 in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, you know there was a time centuries ago where the Ark of the Covenant of God was captured by enemies. They went to put this Ark of the Covenant in the temple of their god, their small g god or idol. In the morning when they woke up, this idol had fallen flat before the Ark. Scripture says that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. When you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, you are another man. You are another woman altogether. And you can have this power, this presence, this person in your life only when you acknowledge the Lordship of Christ Jesus in your life. What I'm saying is that when you have the Spirit of God, no idol in your family can stand against you. No river god can stand against you when you have the Holy Spirit. That's when you mention the name of Jesus that we are saying, you experience power and authority. So today, I'm inviting you to give your life to Christ Jesus. Let's say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner born into sin, O Lord. But today, I surrender my life to you. You have said in your word that when I give my life to you, translate me from the kingdom of darkness into your kingdom. Therefore, please have mercy upon me and accept me as your child. Accept me as your citizen in your kingdom, even as I surrender my whole life to you. And fill me with your Holy Spirit, that by the power of your Spirit, in the name of Jesus, I will see the manifestation of God's power and authority in my life from this very day. In Jesus' name have I prayed. And in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, today I am born again. Amen.
Amen. As we come to the close of this meeting, God's word says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that when we delight ourselves in Him, He will grant us the desires of our heart. So as we take this last time of praise, hold on to any documented prayer requests you have in faith, knowing that the Lord will turn each one of them into a testimony according to His will in time. Hallelujah. You want to lift up this song unto Jesus. You reign, the ancient time.
Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You reign, you reign, the ancient Zion King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. You You are mighty on your throne. 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 You are mighty, 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 mighty. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. So you reign, the ancient Zion's King. Kadosh, Kadosh, you are mighty on your throne. One more time, you reign, you reign.
Lift your voice for the next few seconds. Begin to thank the Lord in faith that these requests are turned into testimonies according to His will. And praise Him. Lift your voice, somebody. We give you thanks. We give you thanks for the power in the name of Jesus. We give you thanks that we're established in it. We give you thanks. Through this name, we will do exploits unto thee. Oh, you reign, you reign, you are mighty on your throne. You are mighty on your throne. Mighty, 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 mighty. You are mighty on your throne. Oh, you are mighty on your throne. And you've got all authority. Jesus, you are mighty on your throne. You are mighty.
To Christ in the service, please contact us via email info@goldmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.